Hi, welcome to the Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and on today's episode, we're going to look at another extension. Now, where did I find this extension? I found it on the Visual Studio Gallery. So I was out on Visual Studio Gallery a couple weeks ago looking for extensions that we could talk about on this show, and I decided, let me browse, and I'm just going to list by downloads. So I went over here, sort by downloads, and I went to the top of the list, found the Productivity Power Tools, which we've talked about, and I very quickly, about five things down, found these, Power Commands for Visual Studio 2010, and I saw 245,000 downloads, and I thought to myself, man, that's something I should take a look at. Very favorable ratings, a lot of people rating it, so I went in here, took a look at what it did, saw a lot of positive reviews, bunch of people asking Q&A, so I downloaded these. And on today's show, we're going to see what Power Commands provides us. And it turns out that they provide us with a number of commands added to Visual Studio, and we're going to see how that makes us more productive. So let's go to Visual Studio. I have downloaded the Power Commands and installed them, so they are active. And the project I'm using right now is Guestbook, and this is part of the Windows Azure Platform Training Kit. So if you're, I highly recommend this, by the way, if you're interested in learning about Azure, go to the MSDN site. You can check out the Windows Azure Platform online training course. You can download the offline version of the training kit, which is what I have here. Great training kit. You will learn all about Azure, and that's where this project comes from, one of the labs in that training kit. Okay, so what can I do with the Power Commands? So let's look at this class here, guestbook-datasource.cs. Let's say I want to know where this is. I want to be able to get to that folder. Oh, I can highlight this, and I can call up my properties window, and here's the full path, and it is very long, and yes, I could copy this and then go over into the Windows Explorer and paste it, but, you know, you figure there's got to be a better way, and with the Power Commands, there is. I can right-click on this file, and I can open containing folder, which will take me directly to that folder, and notice that the file I clicked on is selected. That's cool. Another thing I can do is right-click on this and open a command prompt, and I open a command prompt in that folder. This is great. How many times have you wanted to go to the command prompt and run a command line utility, maybe SVC util, which is the one that builds proxy classes when you add a service reference? How do you get to that folder? You got to copy the path, come into the command window, paste, etc. Here, all I need to do is right-click and open command prompt. If I just want the path, I can select copy path. And then if I come into Notepad and I paste, notice I get the full path and the name of the file as well. But here is my path. Okay, now, if this is a class, I can right-click on this and copy the class. I could then come down into another project, right-click, and paste the class. There it is. And I've now added this class into this project, which may break it, so I'm going to delete it. But that's a nice feature. Okay, what else can I do in the Solution Explorer? Well, I know that I can collapse the projects one at a time by clicking on them. What I can also do with the Power Commands is right-click on the solution and collapse all of the projects at the same time. I can also unload them all. So I'll right-click here and unload the projects. And now they're all unloaded. If I right-click and select reload, now they're all back. Okay, so let's get those files back open that we had. What else can we do? Okay. So I have a bunch of usings in here. Of course, when you create a class, the Visual Studio class template adds a bunch of usings. And you know that you can right-click on this and go up to Organize Usings and do things like remove the unused using, sort the usings. You can also remove and sort. And you can do this for each class. For C#, it's built into Visual Studio 2010, but if you have watched the previous episodes of this show, particularly the Productivity Power Tools episodes, then you know that if you have the Productivity Power Tools, you can do the same thing with VB. So let's say I want to do this for this file, big deal, right-click, remove and sort. What if I want to do it for every file, every class in the project, or every class in the solution? Well, now it's a bigger deal. I got to open every single class, do them one at a time. I'm never going to do that. I don't know about you. I ain't doing that. With the power commands, I can right-click on a project and where is it? Maybe it's on this one. There it is. Oh, the reason I don't get it on this one is there are no classes in there, so it doesn't show up. If I select a project with classes, there it is. I can remove and sort the usings for every class in that project. Or if I go to the solution level, I can remove and sort usings for every class in the entire solution. That's pretty cool. All right, let's take a look at what this offers in terms of references. So this guestbook data class has a reference to Microsoft.WindowsAzure.Storage client. Let's say I want that reference in another project. So I want to add that reference to the web role project, which currently, does it have it? No, it currently has it. So let's go backwards. WindowsAzure.Diagnostics is in the web role project. I want to add that to the guestbook data project. A couple ways I can do that. I can, of course, call up the add reference dialog and search for it. If I'm lucky, I can go over to recent and hope that I recently added it. With the power commands, it's even easier. I can right-click on the reference, copy the reference, come into the other project, right-click on references, and paste it. I've now added that reference to this project. I can also do all of them. If I want all of the references in this one project to be there, I can copy all of them, come over to this project, and paste all of them. So let's just do that to show that it works. Copy references. If I come over here, I can now paste the references. And because I don't want to break this project, I'm going to get rid of this reference. Okay, let's say while we're on the subject of references, I add a new project to the solution and it's a class library. Call it class library 2. That's a good name. And now what I want to do is add a reference to class library 2 to the other projects. Well, of course, I can come in here, right-click, add reference, go to the projects, and select it. With the power commands, it's even easier. I can right-click on the project and copy as project reference, then come into this guestbook data project, right-click, paste the reference, and now I've got class library 2 added to this. So working with references much easier with the power commands. And because, again, I don't want to mess this up, I'm going to delete the reference and get rid of the class. Okay. So you also know that you can select a project and show all files. So I can show all files for this project, and then if I want to see all files for this project. Oh, it did all of them? I thought it did them one at a time. I think I've leapt ahead. There we go. So if I have a project selected and I click Show All Files, then I can see all files for that project one at a time. What I gave away before I talked about it is if you select the solution and click Show All Files, then you can turn on or turn off Show All Files for each of the projects. Okay. All right, last thing I want to see in the Solution Explorer is that I can right-click on a project and edit the project file, which will unload it and open up the project file here, which I could edit if I need to, close it, and then, of course, reload the project. Okay, let's go take a look at some code. So in the Guestbook Data Source class, I've got this method here, get guestbook entries. And I have this string, capital MM, little DD, little YYYY. And I decide I'm tired of typing this all the time, and I can't for the life of me remember the string formats. So I'm going to highlight this, and I want to make it a constant. Well, what I can do is go to refactor and extract constant. And I can decide whether it's private or public, and I can give it a name. I'm going to call it short date. Click OK, and now I've got a constant for this. Okay? Now, I'm working on this code, and I'm working with a buddy on this project, and I call him up and say, hey, I want you to take a look at this code. And he says, send it to me. Right? So I can right-click on this, and with the power commands, I can highlight this, right-click on this, and email code snippet, which will start Outlook if necessary. And here's the code snippet pasted into an email message. I can add any text and send that right off. That's cool. Now, I'm working in this, and I'm aiming to close this file, but I accidentally close this file. And then I say, oh, I didn't want to do that. I go to Edit, and I undo Close, and that file opens up, and the cursor is where I left it. Another thing the Power Commands adds is a little bit more when I right-click up on a tab in the tab well. Now, the Productivity Power Tools added the Close All But This, but what the Power Commands add and the Productivity Power Tools didn't have is the ability to close all. So I can close all from in here by right-clicking on a tab rather than go to the Window menu and choose Close All. Notice also that Copy Full Path and Open Containing Folder are in this menu as well. So here I can close everything. Okay, final thing I want to show, and I've covered pretty much everything there is in the Power Commands. There's a couple other things, but these are the things we're going to show here, is, you know, if you go to File, you can see recent files, you can see recent projects and solutions, but the Power Commands add the ability to clear this list. So if you look at the very bottom, there is a Clear Recent Project List menu item. If I click on that, here's the list of projects. I can select them all, or I can choose individual ones to clear and then, of course, restart Visual Studio and get those out of the recent projects list. I can do the same thing with recent files. So that, in a nutshell, is the Power Commands. Not a lot in there, but everything in there and everything we saw, very cool to have, adds productivity, saves time. No wonder there are 250-something thousand people who downloaded this with lots of popularity. It's a great extension to have. So go get it, become more productive, and come back, and we'll see you on another episode of Visual Studio Toolbox. Bye.